it out even. Instead of growing out just a little bit, what?
Just forgot to cut it.
Older man style now?
Yeah. Trying to look my age.
Travis, so anyone who checked your Twitter account during the last 3 months knows that you've been working on some stuff and that you want to play.
Yeah.
What are you thinking coming into this season? How are you honestly looking at things? Because there's a lot of talent, but obviously, you know, you want to get out there and show what you can do.
I mean, I'm looking at it as it's a great situation for me, you know, because, I mean, I'm on a team that's developing, and, you know, me coming to my country, everybody want to be on a winning team, and I feel like everybody wants somebody off a winning team. So I feel like it's a great, because it couples me great.
What do you think your roles are?
I pretty much think probably the same thing. You know, just when I can't, you know, be the spark off the bench or wherever you need me. You know, just be the guy.
Do you think you're in the running for the small forward starting job?
Yeah, most definitely.
How glad are you that you're still here? Because, I mean, your name did come up. You know that. Over the summer.
I mean, I'm glad to be here. You know, I don't get me wrong. And I understand it's a business. So, I mean, I look at it as, you know, I can only control what I can do. So, I mean, they're going to do what they have to do. So, I look at it as just, you know, I don't know how to say it. I'm just, you know, it's a great opportunity. But I feel like I got God in my path, so it really don't matter where I go. I feel like I succeed.
You've been on this team kind of through the dark years, and now this roster's loaded, and you add Andre Miller and Juwan Howard. Is this the best roster this team's had since you've been with the Blazers?
Yeah, I mean, besides the Luke Walton days, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, we got a lot more veterans on the team. I mean, so that means a lot more people going to speak up, and there ain't going to be so much Nate yelling at us so much. You know, you feel better with your teammate yelling at you than the coach yelling at you. I don't know why, but you feel like it's, I got to go then if he's mad.
Trav, this being a contract year for you, how much personal motivation do you have, and what are your personal expectations?
I'm not really looking at it as a – I mean, I know it's my contract year, but that's not my biggest focus. My biggest focus is I want to win. I mean, I want to get back to the playoff. I want to have that same feeling again, you know, try to overcome what, you know, last year playoff what happened. So, I mean – I want to get back to that same situation.
You've had a couple years now where you start out a little bit slow and then you really get it cooking after about a month in. Is that something that you're focused on, maybe starting a little stronger this year?
It's a long season, you know, and I learned that from playing. I mean, it's 82 strong. I mean, preseason, I feel like, that, you know, that's when you're trying to find your thing. I mean, by the time season starts, I'm just saying I always find it. So, I mean, preseason I may start off slow, but by the time season starts, I feel like I'm ready.
That said, you did a lot of off-season work, more than you've ever done in your career. Is that true?
Last year I worked hard, but I came down with a staff infection, so I had to sit out for 3 weeks.
Okay.
But this year I didn't catch no staff infection, so I was able to work on cool.
And do you feel more prepared coming into the season than any preseason before?
I'm kind of nervous. I mean, I've been working on a lot of new things, so it's kind of like, I can't, you know, to really try it against some, you know, players of my caliber, you know, to see do they still work. That's what I'm kind of hoping to see, you know, maybe not, you know, I added more than my one dribble pull-up. It's kind of like I got a one dribble, two dribbles, you know, three dribbles, pass, you know, so it's.
So that's what we're going to see? A bunch of new moves?
Yeah.
All right.
How about on the defensive end? Are you going to focus a little bit more on your role on that end and rebounding? If you are playing the four, because Nate talked a little bit about playing you at the four.
I mean, that always been my focus, you know. I mean, and four-wise, I looked at it as the defense. He, you know, I feel like, I mean, I can always improve in my game, but I feel like four-wise with my defense thing, I mean, I don't feel he would put me on great players, you know, if he thought worse of my defense. So that's how I look at it. But, I mean, I can always improve that. So I do work on it.
Are you comfortable with the idea of playing a lot of your minutes as a four?
I mean, it's an advantage for me. You know, I mean, it's an advantage to the coach make the sub and put a foul forward on me. Then it's, it's kind of becoming a three again, but it's definitely an advantage.
Have you talked with Martell or Rudy just about how things are going to shape up this season? Martell said this summer that he gained a lot of respect from you, watching you while he was hurt last year and seeing you finish games. Have you guys talked about minutes or how things are going to work out?
No, but, you know, I support. I mean, last year I wanted him to come back just as much, you know, because he is, you know, he's a great asset to this team. I mean, he's a knockdown three-point shooter. And, man, just seeing him this when I came back this summer, how he's been working hard. I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing him out there on the court.
Okay, we're going to wrap up. Travis should be available for some one-on-ones off the side here, and we got Steve Blake coming.